Well, Chris, Glamorgan chose to bat today, and that was an awfully long day in the field, wasn't it?
It was, with the heat, makes things feel a lot harder, but I think when you have a day as rewarding as that, you're happy with it, really.
From a personal point of view, the fifer, which is your first fifer of the season, and 500 wickets for the first team for Durham as well.
I didn't realise that, but when I got off the pitch, I had a message from my dad. He's always up to date with his stats. I don't know whether he gets it from you or not, but
he texted me with that one.
It was nice, good feeling, but to put the team in a good situation in the game and probably leave us ahead going in tomorrow is a good thing.
From a selfish point of view, from a commentary point of view, it was an extremely slow day to commentate on because there wasn't much going on. We've added it up. There was 81 and a half overs of dot balls from the 96 available.
Well, we said this morning, I think the key to where we've been successful here is to try and not let them go above three and over. We've got a bowling attack at the minute that haven't played a lot of games together. So to try and work in partnerships as a bowling unit was a key sort of point for us this morning. I think the lads have done fantastically well, and like I say, to have 81 overs worth of dots is a pretty special effort. And that last session got us the rewards.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at the scoreboard, 221 runs from 96 overs feels like a bit of a wasted day from a Glamorgan point of view, but you've put the pressure on them all day.
Oh, we've got a bat yet, so you never know. You never know what sort of par is until both teams bat, but I think we're very happy with where we are at the minute.
What's the wicket doing then? Is it a slow wicket? Is it sticking a bit too paced? What's happening there?
Very, very slow. I think it's a lot drier than what it normally is here. So there is a couple where a more two-paced, but there is still enough there if you put the ball in the right area.
Your first fifer, it's been a bit of a frustrating start to you this season. It's been quite a slow one by your standards as well, hasn't it?
Yep, it's nice to get five on the board. Like I say, just picking up little niggles now and again. It's been frustrating, but it's nice to come away today with a five-wicket haul.
Tell us about little Matty Potts, 18 years old, playing in his second match. He's got a couple of wickets today as well. He looks like a real good prospect. He's quick.
He's started very well for a young guy to come in, and I think the first three innings he's bowled so far, he's gone for around 2.5 and over. For a young guy to do that is a huge effort. I think normally when you start playing, you want to take wickets, you're dead keen to take wickets, but I think he's quite happy to sit in and sort of bide his time, and I'm sure the way he's bowling wickets will come from.
A lot of raw energy there, isn't it? A lovely natural style.
Definitely, he's aggressive, he runs in, hits a pitch hard, and he's got good skills, so he's one for the future for sure.
And how are those old bones of yours holding up tonight after a day in the heat? A long ice bath after this one?
I had a cold bath at tea time and a cold shower, which freshened us up, but I'll be probably aching in the morning, but ready to go again, no doubt.